Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. There's nothing quite like the scent of a freshly cut Douglas fir to put you in the Christmas spirit. Strapping one to the top of your car and taking it home to string with lights and homemade ornaments is a holiday tradition for a lot of families, but Christmas trees aren't just a place to put the presents under. They're also a multi-million dollar industry. And while you'll probably forget about your tree in a couple of weeks after tossing it to the curb, for the people in Michigan's Christmas tree industry, the holiday season is a year-round affair. Joining us to talk about the logistics and economics behind a beloved holiday tradition is Marcia Gray, Executive Director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association. Welcome, Marcia.
Thank you.
Also joining us, Bert Craig, Associate Professor in the Horticulture and Forestry Departments here at Michigan State University. Welcome, Bert.
Glad to be here.
Marcia, Michigan is one of the top Christmas tree producing states. We come in third behind Oregon and North Carolina. Why has the industry thrived here?
Well, for a number of reasons. Actually, I shouldn't want to tell you this, but we used to be number one.
Oh, heck.
A long, long time ago, back when everybody bought a Scotch pine for Christmas.
Okay.
But the industry's changed quite a bit. The reason why Michigan is a great place to grow Christmas trees is really our climate, the Great Lakes, the soils. But where we really started, there was a lot of northern Michigan property that really didn't lend itself well to other agricultural crops, but they could grow the Scotch pine with very little input, very little work, irrigation, things like that. And that's really where the industry started. Now we've branched out. We grow more varieties than any other state. It's much more difficult to grow the trees that we do, but we have much more qualified and experienced growers.
Mm-hmm. So we grow more varieties, more experienced growers. Anything else that really distinguishes us from some of the other top producers?
Well, the other thing to keep in mind is the logistics of the whole game. We're trying to supply Christmas trees to the entire country. So, of course, Oregon's handling the West Coast and that whole part of the world. North Carolina will hit a lot of the same markets that we do, but very much East Coast. Michigan can supply the middle states, mid-America, all the way down to Texas and Florida.
So there's a geographical dynamic that's in play here. Bert, are there areas of the state where these growing operations are concentrated?
Yes. So in Michigan, sort of the breadbasket of the state in terms of Christmas production would be Wexford County, Cadillac area is really where our major wholesale producers are. But we also have a lot of choose and cut growers, and those people are located throughout the state.
Bert Craig's an associate professor in the MSU departments of horticulture and forestry. We're talking the business of Christmas trees here in Michigan. We're also joined by Marcia Gray, Executive Director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association. Bert, one more for you. Are there ideal climates or environments for Christmas trees to grow in? Ideal soils, perhaps?
Usually, most conifers, of course, what we grow for Christmas trees, are going to do best where the soils are well-drained. They don't do well. We say they don't like wet feet, so they don't like to be any place where you're going to have standing water at any time of year. And then usually slightly acidic soils do best for Christmas trees. So as Marcia indicated earlier, sometimes things that aren't necessarily good for other parts of agriculture are actually good for Christmas trees.
Marcia, about how many Christmas trees get harvested here in Michigan every year?
Well, that's a good question. Probably right around 2 million. The number will vary. We've had larger harvests in the past, but we estimate about 2 million. We did a survey of our growers in the past year, and most of those would be our wholesale trees. When you talk about those individual cut-your-own and choose-and-cut farms, those are really hard to count. So that's really, we kind of go on that wholesale number.
And what kinds of trees are most popular?
Probably our most popular trees would be Fraser fir, but we still grow a lot of Scotch pine, Douglas fir, the spruces, maybe the white and blue spruce would also be big sellers.
And what are some of the differences between the big sellers?
Well, now Bert's really the expert in that, but I will just tell you in general terms, fir trees are very popular because they have a naturally good shape for a Christmas tree. They give you that branching and the shape that you're looking for in a tree. Great fragrance, and they hold their needles for a really long time.
White pine a little less predictable then in terms of the shape of the tree?
Pine trees tend to take a little more shearing work on the part of the growers. They have to work those trees a little bit more to get that shape that you're looking for. Mm. Spruce has the shape naturally also, but spruce tends to be a little prickly. And for handling it in your home, and spruce, the needles won't hold quite as long as a fir or a pine, typically.
Bert, talk to us about what goes into growing one of these trees. How long does it take, for example, and what kind of maintenance do growers have to do?
Typically, it's about an 8 to 10 year production cycle. So they'll start with a small transplant. So you can picture a little seedling, like you might get at a seedling giveaway kind of thing. And they'll plant those either by hand or by machine, grow them on for 3 or 4 or 5 years. And at that point, when they're about 4 or 5 feet tall is when they usually start to shear them. So they'll trim them every year. There's weed control that gets involved because when the trees are small, you want to make sure you control the weeds around them and that sort of thing. And then it's pretty much annual shearing up till harvest time. So it's an intensive operation. Pest management as needed. A lot of our growers now, we're really focusing on integrated pest management or IPM. So the idea that we don't spray based on a calendar, but that the growers will scout. Oftentimes they'll have the workers that are out there that are shearing and doing the other operations are the ones that are on the outlook for any insect pests, things like that, and then carrying them out till the harvest age, which is usually, like I said, about 8 to 10 years.
Mm. Well, let's talk about the logistics of harvesting and shipping millions of Christmas trees. What does that look like? What does it involve?
It's a big operation, as you might expect. And so they have crews that will go out for the wholesale growers. They have crews that go out with chainsaws that will harvest the trees. They're brought back to central locations. Many of our growers in the northern part of the state up in Wexford County, for example, they'll have staging areas where the trees are brought to. They have trucks. Everything goes out oftentimes to these big box stores. And so they have orders that are filled. And so everything is staged based on where these trees are going to. And they could go to anywhere between, Detroit area to St. Louis, all the way down to Florida. So sure. It's a big, big logistical operation.
Again, Bert Craig is an associate professor in the MSU Departments of Horticulture and Forestry. We're talking the business of Christmas trees in Michigan. Also, Marcia Gray joins us, executive director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association. Marcia, this sounds like significant economic impact, couple million trees a year. Talk to us about that. How big an economic impact are we talking about?
Yeah, in the survey that we undertook a couple of years ago, we're looking at over $35 million, and those are wholesale dollars. The other thing to keep in mind is about two-thirds to three-quarters of our wholesale harvest leaves the state. So we're bringing money back to the state, which is, I think, a really important message.
Where again, are they going? They're spanning a whole bunch of states.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Chicago's a big market. Some of those other cities that Bert mentioned, going down to Kansas City, all the way down to Texas. We sell a lot of trees in Florida. But really, anywhere in the eastern half of the U.S., you could find our trees.
Hmm. How has the rise of artificial trees impacted the live Christmas tree industry?
It's had a very significant impact, particularly since the artificial trees are starting to look better, starting to look a little less fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's had a huge impact. We have lost growers, we've lost acreage, and we've lost sales nationally and locally. It's something we're trying to take a little stab at with a national checkoff, similar to Got Milk or Beef It's What's for Dinner, those campaigns you're familiar with. The Christmas tree industry is looking at doing the same thing, and hopefully we can sort of stem that negative tide and turn people back toward the real thing.
Bert, some people buy artificial trees because they're concerned about the environmental impact. What do you make of that debate?
Well, really, you have to think about it in terms of where the artificial tree came from, which is typically from China. It's primarily made from fossil fuel inputs, from petroleum, whereas with the real tree, people are concerned. They have this notion of, I've gone out to the woods, I've cut a tree. And in fact, almost all of our trees that are in the Christmas tree market are raised specifically for that purpose. So they're really a crop grown for that purpose. They're planted for that purpose, and they're harvested for that purpose. So we're taking carbon from the atmosphere, putting it into the tree. So really, the net environmental impact, you're going to be much better off with the real tree than you will be for the artificial tree.
How do you convince a younger generation that may have grown up with an artificial Christmas tree to do that?
Well, it's going to be a difficult job, but there are a couple of key points that I think we like to focus on. Number one, it's the tree, it's the product, it's beautiful, it has a great fragrance. But it's also the time you spend with your family. It doesn't feel quite the same as dragging a dusty box out of the basement, as going out and picking out the tree, arguing over
which one
you're going to get.
Good point.
You know, that's really a fun family tradition. If you've never done it, you can start something new, and that's something we're just really trying to encourage people to consider.
We've been talking about the business and economics of the Christmas tree industry in Michigan. Our guests have been Marcia Gray, Executive Director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association, and Bert Craig, Associate Professor in the MSU Horticulture and Forestry Departments. Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.